Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Hoard. He is Bengals.com editor Jeff Butch Hobson. This week, it's off to Denver as the Bengals will take on the Broncos, 4:25 Cincinnati time on Sunday. The Bengals are trying to end one drought and extend another drought on Sunday.
Hoardy, they haven't won in Denver since one young Dan Hoard was in seventh grade at Southwest Middle School.
Southwestern Middle School.
Right. Vance Joseph was 3 years old, the Denver head coach. Paul Brown was the coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, November 9th, 1975. That's a long time in anybody's book. And the Bengals are the streak the Bengals are trying to extend. This is the 26th time that an assistant coach has come back as a head coach, but not since 1993 when Bruce Cosett was with the Jets has an assistant come back and beat the Bengals. So they'd like to keep that going, and it's going to be a theme for the rest of the year because Hugh Jackson waits the next game, and Mike Zimmer is looming in Minnesota. So Marvin is 4-0-1 against his disciples, so we'll see what happens.
Well, he's facing Vance Joseph and a Denver team that has struggled mightily of late. They've lost five in a row. They gave up 51 points to the Eagles a couple of weeks ago, 40-plus to the Patriots last Sunday night. But when you look at Denver, one thing they have is tremendous talent on defense, led by Von Miller, and then probably the best group of three cornerbacks on one roster in the NFL.
Yeah, it's really kind of funny. The first guy that Vance Joseph picked here when he was in Cincinnati was Darquez Denard, and if they hadn't gone with Denard, they would have drafted Bradley Roby, who is one of the three corners you're talking about in Denver. And the Bengals have to get it. That's kind of been a knock on the non-A.J. Green receivers, has been their ability to beat man-to-man. And they're hoping that they get a lift this week with the return of Tyler Boyd. I mean, you know, the struggles of John Ross as a rookie receiver kind of remind us that is a tough position to transition to, from college to the pros. And Tyler Boyd last year did about as well as anybody, certainly in this team's history. He had the most besides A.J., he had the most prolific rookie year of any rookie receiver since Chris Collinsworth. Big thing was he had 22 catches on third down to lead all NFL rookie receivers. And as you know, they're two for their last 108 on third down.
And slight exaggeration, but only slight.
But they could use, it seems like it.
Yeah.
But I guess it's 2 for 18. So in the last two games. So they could really get a lift from Tyler in the slot.
He celebrated his 23rd birthday on Wednesday. He said for a birthday present, he hopes to be back this week. He's missed the last four games with a knee injury, so he certainly could
help. He's out
there
on Thursday. He's out there hopefully for the second full day in a row.
Yeah, full practice for Tyler Boyd. All right. A couple of weeks ago in the loss to Jacksonville, the Bengals held the ball on offense for 19 minutes and 46 seconds. That is the shortest time that any team in the NFL has held onto the ball this year. Last week, it got better by 5 seconds.
Yeah.
It is crazy how little time the Bengals have been able to hold onto the ball in recent weeks.
I mean, they're making history. They're making bad history. According to the Elias Sports Bureau, they've been out-snapped 75 plays in the last two games. Never before has that happened in history. But in the two games against Indianapolis and Jacksonville, they were outsnapped by a total of 59. That's the second most in history. So the last three games, they've done something that no club has ever done. It's amazing because it's hard to gauge the offense because they're not on the field long enough to get any kind of consistency or continuity. I know they love the way Joe Mixon ran the ball, but he only had 9 chances, which is going to happen when you're on the field so short. But they like the way that they had emphasized him during the week to get tighter with his tracks. And he studied it, and I think he worked at it with his line, and it showed. And I think they feel very encouraged about that. Now if they can keep it more than 19 minutes, you'll see it. Because Joe said, I feel that we want that 25-carry, 100-yard game. He says he thinks they're close. They could really use one on the road in Denver this week.
No question about it. Again, the Bengals trying to win in Denver for the first time since 1975. The last time they went, they got the Broncos to overtime. They almost pulled it out. We'll see if they can end the streak this Sunday at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. For Jeff Hobson and our photographers Stephen Huddy and Robert Thomas, I'm Dan Hoard. Thank you for checking out Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com.